Our call to confession this morning comes from Psalm 7, verse 12, where it says, "If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword." Congregation of Christ, each week we hear of some aspect of God's law, and each week we are to understand that we are obligated to obey that law in its entirety. And hopefully you grasp how serious a thing it is to sin against God. And if ever there was a verse that communicated how terrible a thing it is to live in a state of unrepentance, it is the one that is right before us this morning. The psalmist says, "If a man does not repent, God will whet his sword." And young people, the word "whet" is a word that means to sharpen. He's sharpening his sword. We sometimes will say that someone is given an hors d'oeuvre or a cookie, and that whets their appetite. What does that mean? It means it's getting their appetite ready for something more to come. It's sharpening that appetite. And here the picture is of God standing over his grinding stone, making his blade as razor sharp as he can. He's getting it ready to be used. He recognizes that he does not want a dull blade, because if a soldier goes into a war and he hits somebody with a dull blade, it might not kill them, it might just maim them, or it might just wound them. But God wants a blade that will slay those who are stubbornly refusing to show any kind of remorse for their sin. The force of this image is to remind us that God is greatly angered with sin. He will not permit the sinner who does not repent to live. Today you have to understand that if you are unrepentant, you are in a grave danger. God will fall upon you with deadly force, and he will slay you in his wrath. The only way to escape that terrible end is to do as this passage says. It is to repent. It is to be truly sorry for your sins and having offended this Most High God. It's to be ashamed of the acts that you have committed against him. It's to pledge never to do them again and seek to do with all your will and strength obedience to him. If that is not your attitude, then you need to understand that God's blade hovers over you like a guillotine. And when it falls, it will sever completely. But those of you who truly have a repentant heart this morning, the gospel comes to you saying, God is a forgiving God. Let's join together now and pray, asking in repentance his forgiveness for our sins, that we might not face that end. Let's pray together. Our God and Father, you are a holy and righteous God, and you rightfully slay those who stubbornly refuse to repent. We bow before you this morning to acknowledge that we, by our sins, deserve to be pierced through. We come to you this morning confessing our sins, and we humbly acknowledge before you that we have been guilty. Lord, we have not revered your name as we ought. Instead, we have in gross rebellion blasphemed against you. Neither have we loved our neighbor with an unfailing love as you have commanded. Rather, we have treated them coldly and harbored much contempt against them. For all these things, we acknowledge that we deserve to die. But again, Father, we are sorry for having done them, and we do beg your mercy. Lord, we turn to you now as beggars, recognizing that we bring nothing before you that would carry any sort of weight with you, and we only ask that you would pour out your mercy and place your sword back in its scabbard, and let it not be raised to drink our blood. Lord, we hold out the hope that you will act according to your word, in accord with the strong name of Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. Congregation, the prophet Isaiah uses the imagery of a sword to remind us that our sins have been forgiven in Jesus Christ. He says, "But he, Jesus, was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and by his wounds we are healed." Thanks be to God for the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen.